Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Commit the day to you, and I thank you. You establish our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. And thank you for this word, Father God, where we can just understand that there's no turning back, because turning back is death. There's just life, life, and life in abundance for us, because the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But thank you, Jesus, you've come to give life and life in abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 27, verse 6 to 10. The chief priest took the money and said, "It is not right to put it in the temple treasury because it's blood money." So they decided to use it to buy a potter's field for the burial of strangers. That's why that field has been called the Field of Blood ever since. Then, what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true. They took the 30 silver coins, the price the people of Israel had placed on him, and used the coins to buy a potter's field, as the Lord had directed me.
Yeah, you can just see, you know, it says the righteous leave an inheritance for their children's children. But that which the wicked stores up will be even given to the righteous. So here we can see that even this, the wickedness, the deception, the darkness that came into Judas's life portrays, you know, the path of despair when you turn away from the living God. And as opposed to the path just getting brighter and brighter until full day, as it also speaks about that it was better that he not be born. And then it speaks about so beautifully about the righteous, that the Lord will be with us forever and ever. And even in our gray hairs, he will carry us and save us. So you can see the one is destruction and is death, and the path of the righteous is life. The boundary lines for us have fallen in pleasant places, but the boundary lines for those in darkness, in deception, under the power of the evil one, it's darkness and gloom. So be encouraged, guys. There's no turning back. Keep your focus and stay on the highway of holiness, because that's where life is found. It's not found in darkness. I love the words of Paul speaking about Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. And he quotes that he died, that one died for all people, all sin, and he now lives for God. And then he says, now reckon yourself. This is where we've got to come to, because of the price that has been paid for us. It's an expensive price, and therefore we must have quality thoughts, quality attitudes, quality life. And we can only find that in Jesus, in the Father, in the leading of the Holy Spirit, according to the great and precious promises. So he says that we reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in the same way. So guys, stay in tune, stay developing on schedule. Your God is for you. He's not against you. He's made everything available. The kingdom of God is also referred to as the feast. And we need to come, we need to partake of it on a daily basis, and then we need to walk in that goodness and clothed in righteousness, clothed in the goodness we receive from our good God. Amen. No turning back. The cross before us, the world behind us, that's the life. It's the only way, truth, and life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.